Test 4. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about a restaurant he went to.
By the way, did you go to that new Italian restaurant over the weekend?
Yes, I took Karen. We wanted to celebrate our wedding anniversary, so we left the kids at home.
What was it like? I'm thinking of going there for Sunday lunch.
Well, it isn't really the right place to go on such an occasion. It's one of those family restaurants. You know, it's got a really friendly atmosphere, but it's not at all romantic.
So it was disappointing?
I suppose it was in that respect. But what they served up was absolutely delicious. That's why it's nearly always crowded. You have to book a table, and because it's full, the waiters seem to be fighting a losing battle. They do their best, but it's just so busy. You'd better make sure the kids have plenty to do during the wait.
Don't worry, they'll be texting during the whole meal. By the way, did you go to that new Italian restaurant over the weekend?
Yes, I took Karen. We wanted to celebrate our wedding anniversary, so we left the kids at home.
What was it like? I'm thinking of going there for Sunday lunch.
Well, it isn't really the right place to go on such an occasion. It's one of those family restaurants. You know, it's got a really friendly atmosphere, but it's not at all romantic.
So it was disappointing?
I suppose it was in that respect. But what they served up was absolutely delicious. That's why it's nearly always crowded. You have to book a table, and because it's full, the waiters seem to be fighting a losing battle. They do their best, but it's just so busy. You'd better make sure the kids have plenty to do during the wait.
Don't worry, they'll be texting during the whole meal.
2. You hear a woman talking to her son.
What's it to be then? Are you going to apply to university or not? We've been talking about the advantages of getting a degree, and I thought you were keen on going. You know we don't mind if you choose a university away from home, because we have some money set aside to rent a place while you're studying. It's been a couple of months since we last discussed your plans, so it's really time you made your mind up. I'm not trying to force you to do anything, but we don't want you hanging round the house doing nothing after you've left school like some of your friends. What's it to be then? Are you going to apply to university or not? We've been talking about the advantages of getting a degree, and I thought you were keen on going. You know we don't mind if you choose a university away from home, because we have some money set aside to rent a place while you're studying. It's been a couple of months since we last discussed your plans, so it's really time you made your mind up. I'm not trying to force you to do anything, but we don't want you hanging round the house doing nothing after you've left school like some of your friends.
3. You hear a psychologist talking on the radio about bosses getting angry.
The traditional view is that bosses shouldn't get angry with their employees. Getting people to work better is normally more about enthusiasm and praise rather than fear, because fear can cause certain employees not to perform to the best of their abilities. However, there are some examples of successful business people who are known for losing their temper when their employees don't live up to expectations. How an employee reacts to an angry boss depends on how important harmony at work is. Those who like arguments may actually respond to anger by improving their work. So, the bottom line is that if you're an employer, shouting can pay off at times. The traditional view is that bosses shouldn't get angry with their employees. Getting people to work better is normally more about enthusiasm and praise rather than fear, because fear can cause certain employees not to perform to the best of their abilities. However, there are some examples of successful business people who are known for losing their temper when their employees don't live up to expectations. How an employee reacts to an angry boss depends on how important harmony at work is. Those who like arguments may actually respond to anger by improving their work. So, the bottom line is that if you're an employer, shouting can pay off at times.
4. You hear a young man talking about a mistake he made. As I was making my way to the train station, I saw this girl in front of me. I thought it was Ashley because she was wearing a grey coat and had long dark wavy hair. When I tapped her on the shoulder and said her name, she turned round and, guess what? It wasn't her. It should have been a really embarrassing moment, but after I'd apologised, I knew it hadn't been. It was quite the opposite. We started talking, had a coffee at the station, and exchanged numbers. I can't explain it. Something clicked. Can you believe that? As I was making my way to the train station, I saw this girl in front of me. I thought it was Ashley because she was wearing a grey coat and had long dark wavy hair. When I tapped her on the shoulder and said her name, she turned round and, guess what? It wasn't her. It should have been a really embarrassing moment, but after I'd apologised, I knew it hadn't been. It was quite the opposite. We started talking, had a coffee at the station, and exchanged numbers. I can't explain it. Something clicked. Can you believe that? 5. You hear an artist talking about the way people react to new art forms.
Often, when other forms of art are introduced, they are not immediately accepted. When a new medium appears, there is a resistance to it and a push for it to be accepted. It's like a pendulum going back and forth, swinging from one side to the other. So you can't expect the digital art on exhibition here to be regarded as art by everyone. So it doesn't matter to me if there are people who don't want to recognize my work as art. That's just part of the process. In fact, it's a positive move to have this dialogue. I would be worried for art if the talking stopped. It would be a sign that people didn't care. Often, when other forms of art are introduced, they are not immediately accepted. When a new medium appears, there is a resistance to it and a push for it to be accepted. It's like a pendulum going back and forth, swinging from one side to the other. So you can't expect the digital art on exhibition here to be regarded as art by everyone. So it doesn't matter to me if there are people who don't want to recognize my work as art. That's just part of the process. In fact, it's a positive move to have this dialogue. I would be worried for art if the talking stopped. It would be a sign that people didn't care.
6. You hear a woman telling someone about a talk she gave at a conference center.
Anyway, we eventually got there, to the conference centre. It was no thanks to the taxi driver or anyone he asked, because they didn't have a clue where it was either. As soon as I saw it, though, I was impressed. It's a brand new building with state-of-the-art technology. There were several halls, and we were shown to ours by a helpful member of staff. When we walked in, The audience didn't seem to be bothered by the delay, which they'd obviously been informed about. To cut a long story short, my talk was well received, and I made a lot of contacts at the buffet lunch afterwards. Anyway, we eventually got there, to the conference centre. It was no thanks to the taxi driver or anyone he asked, because they didn't have a clue where it was either. As soon as I saw it, though, I was impressed. It's a brand new building with state-of-the-art technology. There were several halls, and we were shown to ours by a helpful member of staff. When we walked in, the audience didn't seem to be bothered by the delay, which they'd obviously been informed about. To cut a long story short, my talk was well received, and I made a lot of contacts at the buffet lunch afterwards.
7. You hear two people talking about gardening.
Ah, I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
Remember those orchids you gave me to plant?
Lovely flowers, orchids.
Well, they're not producing the flowers yours do. I planted them at the bottom of the garden like you...
Near that big oak tree? That's your problem right there. They're probably in the shade for most of the day.
Are you sure?
You are watering them like I told you.
You mean watering in the morning without getting the leaves wet?
Exactly. You need to make sure you do that properly. And your soil is the same as mine, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's your problem solved, then.
Thanks. Ah, I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
Remember those orchids you gave me to plant?
Lovely flowers, orchids.
Well, they're not producing the flowers yours do. I planted them at the bottom of the garden like you...
Near that big oak tree? That's your problem right there. They're probably in the shade for most of the day.
Are you sure?
You are watering them like I told you.
You mean watering in the morning without getting the leaves wet?
Exactly. You need to make sure you do that properly. And your soil is the same as mine, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
That's your problem solved, then.
Thanks.
8. You hear a man and a woman talking about a diet.
How's your diet going? You look as if you've lost a few pounds.
Thanks. I've been on it for a couple of weeks, but I'm not sure how much longer I can keep it up.
Already? What's the problem? Do you feel like sneaking a biscuit or two while nobody's looking?
No, it's not that. You get to eat enough on this particular diet, but you're limited to what you're allowed, so it's boring. Well, to be honest, I am limited because there is actually plenty to choose from. It's just that I've always been difficult when it comes to food.
That's the challenge of going on a diet. You've got to be strong-willed. And I know you can be when you want to, so don't give up. How's your diet going? You look as if you've lost a few pounds.
Thanks. I've been on it for a couple of weeks, but I'm not sure how much longer I can keep it up.
Already? What's the problem? Do you feel like sneaking a biscuit or two while nobody's looking?
No, it's not that. You get to eat enough on this particular diet, but you're limited to what you're allowed, so it's boring. Well, to be honest, I am limited because there is actually plenty to choose from. It's just that I've always been difficult when it comes to food.
That's the challenge of going on a diet. You've got to be strong-willed. And I know you can be when you want to, so don't give up.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.